بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وحلت لكم بهيمة الأنعام إلا ما يتلى عليكم غير معين للصيد وأنتم حرم. إن الله يحكم ما يريد. In the previous ayat, the first ayat of the surah, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala had commanded that we should fulfill the pledges that we have made with Allah Ta'ala. And those pledges, as explained, that though they were in one word, but in reality there is a great details behind it, and all that we must fulfill. Accordingly now, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala explains in this ayat what the first aspect we of a number of pledges that we have made, and that we should fulfill those pledges. The first one is with regard to our food that we eat. Food, the list of things that we eat are plenty. We eat meat, we eat vegetables, we eat many other things. They are plenty. But here what is being referred to, that of the animals which Allah Ta'ala has created, and Allah alone is the creator of all the animals also. And then what effects Allah has put in their meat, etc., that also only Allah Ta'ala knows, and Allah alone is the doer. And then Allah has made animals which are halal for us to consume, to eat, and Allah has made animals which are haram for us to consume and eat. Of the halal animals also, they are not halal all the time. Like in the state of namaz, halal animals are not halal. In the state of roza, halal animals are not halal. They only are halal in certain conditions. In the same way, one particular aspect which Allah is referring to here is that in the state of ihram, the hunting, the acquiring of those animals, and the precincts, the place where you acquire them. In the state of ihram, to hunt animals or land, that is not permissible. And the other is that in the precincts of the haram, there also to hunt animals is not, to hunt halal animals is not permissible. And then in detail, according to the times that we are in, there is a great difference between hunting with a arrow or a spear and hunting with a bullet, a gun. There is difference there also, which the Muftis explain the details, that which are permissible and which are not permissible. So of all this, the important matter for us is to see that we consume halal. Halal is a very basic thing. For the Bani Israel, especially the Jews, Allah had made many things which were halal, but Allah made them haram for them permanently on account of their transgression and breaking the laws of Allah Ta'ala. That is, as a punishment, Allah Ta'ala had made many halal animals haram for them. Whereas for this ummah, whatever was good for the ummah, that Allah Ta'ala has made halal for them. And it is 100% halal for them to consume that. So Allah Ta'ala says, أُحِلَّتْ لَكُمْ بَهِيمَةُ الْأَنْعَامِ. Halal huye tumhare liye chopai maweshi. Halal animals, we have made animals halal for you. That is, some of the animals, not all animals. There are plenty animals, but all are not halal to consume. Illa ma yutla alaykum, siwa uske jo tumko aage sunaye jaoge. But what will be explained to you in the ayat in front. Allah Ta'ala will give the details of those animals which are not halal for us to consume, and others which are also, though they are halal, but in a certain condition they are not halal, غَيْرَ مُحِلِّ الصَّيْدِ, مَغَرْ halal na jano shikar ko. And the animals which you hunt, that is animals of the land which you hunt, وَأَنْتُمْ حُرُمْ, ihram ki halat mein, while you are in a state of ihram, the animals of the land are not halal for you. And so in here Allah Tabarak Ta'ala explains that for food, especially meat, is a very fundamental thing. And what we eat has a direct effect on our aqaid, our beliefs also, on our character also, on everything of ours. It has a direct effect. So a person must be very particular. This is a pledge that we have made. When we have pledged that we have accepted Islam, then we have pledged all these things. We have agreed to all these things. And it's necessary as a Muslim that we find out all the things which are halal for us, under what circumstances, what condition. And we have to abide by that. Inna Allah yahkumu ma yureed. Allah hukam karta hai jo chahe. Allah Ta'ala gives commands as He pleases. And Allah gives, we are not yet to question Allah Ta'ala. Today, unfortunately, if not verbally with our tongues, but in our minds, we question Allah Ta'ala. That why has this been made halal? Why has that been made haram? We must understand we are no equals of Allah. Allah has got no equal. We are humble servants of Allah, and our work is to submit fully. But today, generally, mankind, and unfortunately, people are regarded as intelligent and wise who question Allah Ta'ala. And those who submit humbly, they are regarded as people who have got no, they are just like nothing. They just accept. Whereas that is the people who have got Iman, and the people of the highest level who submit totally to Allah Ta'ala. And Allah has made these laws in order to test us, that how much are we going to obey Allah Ta'ala, and how much are we going to disobey Him? How much are we going to follow our own thinking? Today we say, I'm a grown-up person. Today we say, I can think for myself. I know my benefits and my harms. I don't need anyone to tell me anything. These are very dangerous statements. And the direction they take us into is a total destruction. And those who submit humbly to Allah Ta'ala and accept Allah Ta'ala's command, those are the people who gain success in this world also and in the year after. So there is much detail to be discussed with regard to this ayat also. But basically, it is a thing which generally we have become totally unmindful. We have become just like animals. Animals just eat any and everything, whatever. But even animals are also, they consider what they eat. But we have become worse than that also. As Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامُ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ. Today, the Christians are the other group that they eat any and everything. Whatever, they don't see halal and haram. Yes, they will see for health conditions, they will see for cleanliness, etc. But for halal and haram, they don't. That is the way of the animals. And they have become like animals. And today, which we call civilized people, they also just eat any and everything from any restaurant, from any food outlet, any food that comes in front of them, it's food, and we just eat it. How many people who eat any type of meat also, at the time of eating they say Bismillah, and they interpret the Quran wrongly, and they say that Allah Ta'ala says that when you eat, say Bismillah and it becomes halal for you. It is not when you eat, it is when you slaughter. And then that slaughtering must be correct, not only the Bismillah, but the slaughtering must be correct also. So there is a lot of detail in that, and it's very important as Muslims that we be very considerate of what we eat. We can't just eat any and everything. We have to eat that which Allah has made halal for us. May Allah give us all tawfiq and just to understand this very basic concept and to apply it in our life. We have made a pledge, and it's necessary that we fulfill that pledge. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.